Paul, same lineup as you yes. had on tonight. Just want to ask you about Ben Chiarot. When the preseason was going on, would it be safe to say there was a bit of an open competition there to see who yep. might mesh the best with Dustin?
Yeah, that would be accurate. I think, and I don't know what the number, whether it's five or seven, but there's a block of hockey that he's played now where he's, we're really hopeful that he's defined that game, that he's been very, very consistent. He's a strong, powerful man. He's made quick reads, so he's getting to the people he needs to get to hard. He's got good enough hands to make those inside plays, but he's kept that part simple, and he's moved the puck simply. And, you know, we're really, what we're counting on is this is the development route that he's on, that we can make this his foundational game. And then he's a really good fit with Dustin, two big physical guys. You can change your matchup based on the size of your opponents. But we really like where his game has trended.
Was there any surprise there? Because Ben Chiarot and Toby Enstrom are very different type players, yet right. both seem to have that chemistry.
But what would be the same about them based on Ben's last seven games, they were very consistent in their style. So Dustin is a very high hockey IQ, and he will make adjustments to his game as long as, you know, the easier that you can predict your partner, you move maybe into different holes. Toby was very good at the tight turn into the middle, even under pressure. It was a strength of his. And also taking the puck back from Dustin, if Dustin brought it over to him side, drew the coverage, it would go back to Toby. And Benny's is a different game. And now also with Benny, he knows where to find Dustin. So there's a chemistry built that would be similar. Buff and Toby had a very predictable game when they played with each other, and we're starting to find that with Ben as well.
So much like your duo of Scheifele and Wheeler, and not everybody can step in and play with those guys. Would the same be said of Dustin, that you can't just plug anybody in there and they would have instant success?
No, I would say almost, okay, instant, if you use the word instant success, but that's true of any player. Dustin can eventually read off anybody. He will eventually build chemistry with any player.
What's Nick Petan added to the fourth line the last couple games, Paul?
Well, a bunch of things have happened at the same time on that. It's just not Nick goes in, Andrew Kopp comes to the middle, Roslovic goes to the right. It puts them all in strong positions. We know Jack Roslovic can play the wing, and he's kind of gone right back to where, in his last two games, where he left off. He also got his eyes opened a little bit to the effort that it takes to stay in a National League lineup. Andrew's been very good in the middle for both those guys, but directly related to Nick. He's got some experience now. He's rolling about 100 games, so he's positionally good without the puck. He's right, but he is capable, right? He has a set of hands on him that can allow the play into the middle to Andrew Kopp going to the net. So some things like that. Players always, you know, they want to play well defensively, right? But they want to feel like they can produce, right? They want to feel like they want to score goals. And Nick gives that line an opportunity to do that.
I mean, there's a lot of debate between whether it would be center or wing for him. Is he now just at a more comfort level in terms of playing on the wall?
I know he can play center to a certain level. Can he do it over 82? Can he handle that grind? We don't really right now need to find that out. It's Andrew's going to take that job for a while. I think Jack Roslovic comes back into the middle at certain points during the year, and we have a safety valve in Nick. We do believe he can play there, but we think he can generate more from the wings.